Welcome to Sonic Lit. This is Jason Camelot. In the absence of Catherine McLeod today, unfortunately, she is feeling a little under the weather. It's November. It makes sense that it would be. So without Catherine here, I'm going to put on a little show that I felt would be fun to do. Basically, the idea is to think about poems that have been turned into songs. So the theme today is poems into songs. And this has a pretty wide range of possibilities. I think it's going to be a show theme that we'll be returning to over time. I will have a shout out poem into song, sort of a dedication to Catherine a little bit later. But we're going to start with a couple of oldies but goodies. The first is William Butler Yeats' poem called The Lake Isle of Innisfree, and it's redo by the Waterboys, followed by Basil Rathbone reading Annabel Lee, and then Stevie Nicks, who we know most probably from Fleetwood Mac, doing her own version of that.
Now one go to Innisfree and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
Rise and go now, and go to Innisfree. 9 bean rows will I have there, and a hive for the honeybee, and a small cabin of clay and wattles made.
2 years ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee, And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabelle. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabelle. So that our high-born kinsman came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabelle. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabelle. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabelle. And the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabelle. And so all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
Thank you. time.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
We'll tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
You're listening to CJLO Concordia's New Sound. Steve.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. And our theme today is poems into songs. We heard William Butler Yeats's The Lake of Isle of Innisfree as performed to music by the Waterboys, and then Basil Rathbone reciting Annabel Lee, and then Stevie Nicks singing it. The next one we're going to do is sort of less of a contemporary remake and more of a poem that, although it was written in 1616, was almost imagined to be sung from the very beginning, and there were many different renditions of this poem in music before the one that I'm going to play you. It's Song to Celia. It's by the Elizabethan poet Ben Jonson, who was sort of Shakespeare's contemporary. And I guess it's better known by the title Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, which is the first line of the poem. And I'll just read a little bit of it before we hear a musical version of it. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss but in the cup, and I'll not look for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine. That's the first stanza. And we're going to hear a really beautiful version of it with a little bit of an explanation before the singing of it by Johnny Cash.
The reason I want to sing this next song is because it has so many and such a strong memory for me. I can see me when I was 17 years old standing in the end of the Dice High School gymnasium at the senior class graduation. I was a junior at the time. The next year I graduated. But I was a junior and they called on me to sing a special, they called it, for the graduation, for the commencement exercises. So I'm sorry, but I don't remember my piano player's name. It was a school teacher. She played the piano, and I sang this song. This was when I was looking for myself. But I never forgot that because it was one of my first public singing occasions. And I've sung this song mainly to myself ever since I was 17 years old because of those memories. I suppose this song is Elizabethan. The words sound like the King James Version of the Bible. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. A thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sip, I would not change for thine. I scintillate a rosy wreath, not so much honoring thee as giving it a hope that there it could not withered be. But thou thereon didst only breathe and sendst it back to me. Since when it grows and smells, I swear, not of itself, but thee. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sip, I would not change for thine.
Well, there's a beautiful version of a Ben Jonson poem sung for us by Johnny Cash. So now something really special. This is from the Spoken Web Archives. We're going to hear a reading that took place in 1970 at Sir George Williams University, now Concordia University. By the way, it's Concordia's 50th birthday, so happy birthday, Concordia. But this was before Concordia was Concordia. Ted Berrigan, the poet from the United States, who was a big influence on a lot of punk bands in the late 60s, early 70s, was here, and he was reading a poem that had an important influence on the Jim Carroll band. And so we're going to go from the Ted Berrigan poem, which is called People Who Died, into a Jim Carroll band tune. And then I'm going to let it run a little bit for a few more poems that have been turned into songs before I come back and tell you what we heard. But first, Ted Berrigan reading a poem at Sir George Williams University in 1970.
All right, and this is the last poem. I hate to end heavy, but there's no place to read this poem but at the end. This poem is called People Who Died. Just a list. People Who Died. Pat Dugan, my grandfather, throat cancer, 1947. Ed Berrigan, my dad, heart attack, 1958. Dickie Budlong, my best friend Brucey's big brother when we were 5 to 8, killed in Korea, 1953. Red O'Sullivan, hockey star and cross-country runner who sat at my lunch table in high school, car crash, 1954. Jimmy Wah Tiernan, my friend in high school, football and hockey all-state, car crash, 1959. Cisco Houston, died of cancer, 1961. Freddie Herko, dancer, jumped out of a Greenwich Village window in 1963. Ann Kepler, my girl, killed by smoke poisoning while playing the flute at the Yonkers Children's Hospital during a fire set by a 16-year-old arsonist, 1965. Frank O'Hara, hit by a car on Fire Island, 1966. Woody Guthrie, dead of Huntington's chorea in 1968. Neil Cassidy, died of exposure, sleeping all night in the rain by the railroad tracks of Mexico, 1969. Franny Winston, just a girl, totaled her car on the Detroit Ann Arbor freeway, returning from the dentist, September 1969. Jack Kerouac, died of drink and angry sicknesses in 1969. My friends, whose deaths have slowed my heart, stay with me now.
Those are people who died. jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother.
Most of the people die, die. 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 All my friends are waiting. Thought that his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some vision proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died.
Those are people who die, die. 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 All my friends. Busted on a narco rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
Those are people who die, die. Those are people who die, die. Those are people who die, die.
Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 Reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine.
All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died.
Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten. They died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wet. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them. They died. Dried up from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tomb. Judy turned in front of the subway train. And Eddie got split in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
She dwelt among the untrodden ways beside the springs of Dull, a maid whom there were none to praise and very few to love. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky. She lived unknown, and few could know when Lucy ceased to be. But she is in her grave, and oh, the difference to me.
England did I know till then. what love I bore to thee. 'Tis past that melancholy dream, nor will I quit thy shore a second time, for I still seem to love thee more and more. Did I feel the joy of my desire? And she I cherished turned her wheel beside an English fire. Thy morning showed, thy nights concealed the bowers where Lucy lay. And thine too is the last thing that Lucy's eyes survey. Lucy's eyes survey. She dwelt among the untrodden ways, beside the springs of Dove, a maid whom there were none to praise, and very few to love. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky. Shining in the sky.
This is Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. Just Jason Camelot in the booth today. Catherine McLeod couldn't make it. But I did mention earlier that there's going to be a special dedication to Catherine later in the show. Well, this is that time. We're going to move into another song that was made out of a poem. That's the theme of today's show, Poems into Songs. And I'm sure everyone's familiar with this one. It's by a Montreal singer-songwriter named Leonard Cohen. But first I'm going to play the Gabriel Garcia Lorca poem upon which this song, this well-known song of Leonard Cohen's, is based. This is a performance of that poem from an old Cademan Records album that was released in the 1950s. And I really don't know if Leonard Cohen listened to it, and maybe it influenced his composition of Take This Waltz, which is the song that he created from this poem. But when you listen to the reading, you gotta wonder.
En Viena hay 10 muchachas, un hombro donde solloza la muerte y un bosque de palomas disecadas. Hay un fragmento de la mañana en el Museo de la Escarcha. Hay un salón con 1000 ventanas. ¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! Toma este vals con la boca cerrada. Este vals de sí, de muerte y de coñac que moja su cola en el mar. Te quiero, te quiero, te quiero, con la butaca y el libro muerto, por el melancólico pasillo, en el oscuro desván de lirio, en nuestra cama de la luna y en la danza que sueña la tortuga. Ay, 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 toma este vals de quebrada cintura. En Viena hay 4 espejos donde juegan tu boca y los ecos. Hay una muerte para piano que pinta de azul a los muchachos. Hay mendigos por los tejados. Hay frescas guirnaldas de llanto. ¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! Toma este vals que se muere en mis brazos. Porque te quiero. Te quiero, amor mío. En el desván donde juegan los niños, soñando viejas luces de Hungría por los rumores de la tarde tibia, viendo ovejas y lirios de nieve por el silencio oscuro de tu frente. ¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! Tomo este vals del te quiero siempre. En Viena bailaré contigo con un disfraz que tenga cabeza de río. Mira qué orillas tengo de jacintos. Dejaré mi boca entre tus piernas, mi alma en fotografías y azucenas, y en las ondas oscuras de tu andar quiero, amor mío, dejar violín y sepulcro, las cintas del vals.
Now in Vienna, there's 10 pretty women. There's a shoulder where death comes to cry. There's a lobby with 900 windows. There's a tree where the doves go to die. There's a piece that was torn from the morning, and it hangs in the gallery of frost. Take this waltz, take this waltz, take this waltz with a clamp on its jaws. Oh, I want you, I want you, I want you on a chair with a dead magazine. A cave at the tip of the lily, in some hallway where love's never been, on our bed where the moon has been sweating, in a cry filled with footsteps and sand. I take this waltz, take this waltz, take its broken waste in your hand. This waltz, this waltz, this waltz, this waltz, with its very own breath of brandy and death, dragging its tail in the sea. Concert hall in Vienna, where your mouth had 1,000 reviews. There's a bar where the boys have stopped talking. They've been sentenced to death by the blues. Ah, but who is it climbs to your picture with a garland of freshly cut tears? Take this waltz, take this waltz, take this waltz, it's been dying for years. There's an attic where children are playing, where I've got to lie down with you soon, in a dream of Hungarian lanterns, in the midst of some sweet afternoon. And I'll see what you've chained to your sorrow, all your sheep and your lilies of snow. Aye, 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 aye. Take this waltz, take this waltz, with its all never forget you, you know. This waltz, this waltz, this waltz, this waltz, with its very own breath of brandy and death, dragging its tail in the sea. The hyacinth wild on my shoulder, my mouth on the dew of your thighs, and I'll bury my soul in a scrapbook with the photographs there and the moths, and I'll yield to the flood of your beauty my cheap violin. The pools that you lift on your wrists. Oh, my love, oh, my love. Take this waltz, take this waltz. It's yours now, it's all that there is.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Discordia offers a deep dive into key moments from the history of student activism at Concordia, from the 1969 Computer Center occupation to the 2024 student encampment for Gaza and the ongoing fight against tuition hikes.
Featuring archival material, original interviews, and discussions with current student activists and researchers, we explore ongoing motivations and tensions in student mobilization and solidarity in Montreal.
This program is made in collaboration with CJLO's Volunteer Corps. To get involved, contact us at discordia@cjlo.com.
Tune in to the second episode of Discordia on Monday, December 2nd at 6 p.m., wherein we explore the Concordia Student Union drive for accreditation, anti-corporatization on campus, and so much more.
On CJLO 1690 AM or online at cjlo.com.
How do you get up in the morning and put your pants on? Where do you put the pants on? I'll explain it to you someday. How do you do it? How do you get up? How do you do it?
It's pretty simple, actually. You tune in to CJLO 1690 AM.
Put your pants on, buddy.
All right. Well, that was Leonard Cohen, Take This Waltz. And I realize I forgot to mention an earlier tune that we played. So it was William Wordsworth, She Dwelt with Beauty. Then Lucy by the band The Divine Comedy from their album Liberation. We're going to move on to another little series here. This is a William Blake series, let's call it. We're going to listen to the poem The Tiger by William Blake, as read by Edith Evans. And then back in the 60s, Allen Ginsberg was touring around campuses with his harmonium and other instruments, singing Blake songs. So we're going to hear his version of The Tiger, right into a band that Allen Ginsberg was a member of, called The Fugs. And we're going to hear another Blake song, How Sweet I Roamed From Field to Field, from The Fugs' first album.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
Bright in the forest of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what arm could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
Summer's bright, delight the breeze.
All right, we're going to move towards the closing of the show with a few pieces. You're going to hear Basil Rathbone in a second reciting Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
It's upon a midnight dreary.
Now, we're going to move from his recitation of The Raven into MC Lahr's version of The Raven called Mr. Raven. And the final tune we're going to hear is a Baudelaire poem, Paysage, but as interpreted by our very own Le Coloc.
Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. The silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating.
So once again, this is Jason Camelot, Sonic Lit, Spoken Word Radio Show. I'm here on behalf of myself and Catherine McLeod.
We got EAP in the house tonight. Edgar Allan Poe, America's favorite anti-transcendentalist. We're taking this back, way back, 19th century style.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mr.
Mr.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Kick it. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I kicked it weak and weary, dark and cold just like Lake Erie. Brand new sample, someone clear me. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping up like what this thunder clapping in my brain like graphic halfling staffing me. I put down Milton, cell phone mute like Paris Hilton, open window halfway built. Times are changing like Bob Dylan. 20-pound bird, black as could be. Cold feet, cold eyes aim straight at me. Grim face, grim stare, death carnivore. Quote that raven nevermore. Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mr.
Mr.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mr.
Mr.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping. Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mr.
Mr. Raven. All up in my grill like nevermore.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Rapping.
Who's that rapping at my chamber door?
Mr.
Mr.
Raven.
All up in my grill like nevermore.
I miss Lenore, my Annabelle Lee, taken by angels from me, along with books. Hey, that's me. Harbinger of death visiting me. Can I help you, evil prophet? If you got a problem, look, I'll solve it. He checked my hook, DJ revolved it, perched on palace, chalice dropped it. Tell me, sir, please, if you can, am I a good or evil man? What can I say? What can I do? When will I be rid of you? Nevermore, quoth he at me, hating on this fresh MC, satanic raven, Nietzsche glee, killing me softly like the Fugees. Now I feel worse, my verse is terse, joy in verse just like Fred Durst. Call a nurse, disperse my thirst, put this process in reverse. Wish I'd had some warning first. MC Lahr's 88 hearse, now I'll never be slug or merce under that black raven's curse. The raven's eyes still have the seeming of a demon that is dreaming. Lamplight over him still streaming. Hear me screaming, hear me screaming.
On va rajouter un poème. Je vais faire un petit poème de Baudelaire maintenant.
Chastement mes églogues, coucher auprès du ciel comme les astrologues, et dessous des clochers, écouter en rêvant le leur hymne solennel emporté par le vent. Les deux mains ont entendu haut de ma mansarde. Je verrai l'atelier qui chante et qui bavarde. Les tuyaux, les clochers, les mâts de la cité et les grands ciels qui font rêver comme il est doux.
À travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile comme il est doux. À travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile.
Et la lune versait son pâle enchantement. Je verrai des printemps, des étés, des automnes. Et quand viendra l'hiver aux neiges monotones, je fermerai partout portières et volets pour bâtir dans la nuit mes féeriques palais. Alors je reverrai mes horizons bleuâtres, mes jardins des jets d'eau pleurant dans les...
Comme il est doux, à travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile comme il est doux. À travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile comme il est doux. À travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile comme il est doux. À travers les brumes, de voir naître l'étoile.
Vous allez vous gagner, vous gagnez un rapport.
Dès le temps, c'est fourni un tout n'a plus d'air à tout.
Vous allez vous gagner, vous gagnez un rapport.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to...